Has your life ever taken an unexpected turn? You've perhaps changed paths when you least expected it. Has there been a turning point, a moment when you can pinpoint what made you the person you are right now? Our Life in 500 Words series is a chance for you, our listeners, to contribute your thoughts on those moments in time and life that define who we are and what we may become. Today's contribution is from George Koulakis, who reflects on what it's like to return to civilian life.
Oh, the irony. Waiting at a military police building to hand in my identification pass that I'd carried every single working day of my 23 years in the Australian Defence Force. I say irony because as I stood in line with other members discharging from the service, I found myself wondering if this was the right move for me. The Defence Force was all I'd known since I was 17. Could I and would I cope with the civilian world? I took a deep breath, recalling a 17-year-old boy standing at a military police building much like this one at RAF Base Edinburgh on the day of my enlistment back in 1988. Then, like now, I was standing in line. Only difference is back then, I was about to receive my identification card. I recall thinking to myself, could I and would I cope with life in the Defence Force? Maybe, I suddenly thought back then, it's not too late to turn around and go home and stay safe in the civilian world I'd known. Among those discharging that same day were five of my friends, all discharging for medical reasons. Samantha, Chris, Phil, Dave, and one other who I won't name for reasons that will become clear soon. We met at the car park after handing in our IDs, no longer in uniform, and made a pact to meet on the last Friday of every month at a nearby tavern for lunch to stay in touch. After all, this wasn't just my turning point, but that of a large number of my mates who, like me, had to move on. At 41 years old, I started to take illegal drugs. I'd never touched the stuff before, but now I was free to do so. At 41, I woke up from my first of many nights of heavy drinking and little memory of the night before. At 41, I saw myself living in a country and society that no longer needed me. I had no purpose and no goals in life. To add salt to the wound, I knew my other friends were going through the same thing. It's a journey we seem to take on our own. One day, I read the news of an ex-soldier here in Townsville who took his life. From a happily married man with a family to a homeless soul with mental health issues. He died in the car that he was living in for the last month. Turns out it was my mate, the one whose name I won't and can't share. At the funeral, I looked around and saw many of my former comrades that I'd served with, and it was almost a full year after my discharge that it dawned on me we never did catch up every month at the tavern. I now ask myself each day, would things be different if we had?
George Koulakis, with his turning point, written and read so beautifully. And you too can contribute to Our Life in 500 Words. Head to our program page where you can find instructions on how to submit a voice memo for this series.